Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two of our broadcast, and as we've warned you, just a few minutes from now, we expect Nancy Pelosi to go behind the microphone. It'll be interesting to hear what kind of comments she makes today, and you know, this will not be the end of it. It'll be a matter of time before we hear from the White House again, and then from Pelosi again, then from the White House again, and then from Pelosi again. You know, kind of like tennis. Let's go out to a call from Zach in Fort Mill. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I just want to point out the fact that I am pro-life, but I would personally like to thank each and every one of these women who are protesting by not having sex. Because by abstaining from sex, they're actually doing more to stop the abortion industry than I ever could. And they're actually doing what a lot of pro-life and responsible people want them to do, and that's abstain from sex. So I don't think they thought it through, but I would like to thank them for coming around to our side and really appreciate it.
Very well put, Zach. I do appreciate your call out of Fort Mill this morning. Ethan in Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, Vince, remember I called in the other day to talk about the Equality Act?
Yes.
So, unfortunately, it passed in the House. Ugh. So, I assume that not everyone would have heard what it is. And do you think I should just go over it real quick again? Before I
Yes, why don't you do that?
Okay. So, it's a bill that passed in the House that prohibits discrimination based on someone's sex, their sexual orientation, gender identity, in areas including public accommodations and facilities. The problem with it is that it redefines public accommodations to be basically everything. So you can't have a bathroom that a transgender person isn't allowed to go in and stuff like that. You can't have a sport that doesn't allow someone of the opposite sex in for safety reasons. So yeah, this passed, and unfortunately, there were some Republicans that voted against it, and there were several that didn't vote at all, but thankfully most Republicans did vote against it.
Now, the consolation here is the fact that this is going to go nowhere during this particular Congress. That's what we can find comfort in, but we can certainly take this as a preview of coming attractions, God forbid, if they were to get a hold of the Senate and the White House. This is where they're going, isn't it, Ethan?
Yes, it is. And sorry, that was a text there. But they'd have to get like 13 Republicans in the Senate to vote for this. But there's a Democrat in the Senate that already said that he isn't going to vote for this. So that's going to be hard for them.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you reminding us of this. And again, this is something we need to keep our eyes on, especially if there's some change in the makeup of the Senate and or the presidency in the future. Thanks a lot for your call there, Ethan, and for your insight and vigilance on this. Because, I mean, this is one of the things, and you know this, the progressives do not stop. They do not stop on these issues. They keep coming back and coming back until they succeed. On the abortion issue, this is not going to sit well with some of you. Now, on the surface, the president comes across as pro-life and seems to be appointing people to judgeships and to the Supreme Court who are not as supportive of abortion. A friend of mine, who I will not name because even her first name is so unusual, I don't want this drawing attention to her. She raises a point that I think is valid. Let me just share what she has posted on social media. The Donald and abortion. I'm not sure if anyone caught this, so I'm posting it here because I suspect it happens often, and it's pretty easily missed with the unrelenting news cycle. A few days ago, Eric Erickson shocked and disappointed the pro-life world with his admission that he supports a rape exception. Then 3 days later, knowing Eric, the biblical context of this doesn't escape me, Trump came out proclaiming he supports the rape exception. I don't think this was an accident. And I think it's an insight into Trump supporters who know he can't eloquently speak to the issue of life or speak eloquently on anything, really. And in order to keep the ranks behind him, they need to explain things for him. It's really a sad state of affairs when the leader of our country needs talking heads to explain his positions because he can't. But in this particular case, it's also because he couldn't care less about this issue. He didn't support life before he was running for president, just as he did close to the election. He's merely throwing, rather pathetically, a bone to the pro-life base so they will continue to lie to themselves that he cares about their issue. As an aside, that will surely secure my spot in hell. The irony for Erickson and all Christians who believe rape is an excuse to kill a child is the fact that Mary was, by definition, raped in the conception of Jesus. She certainly didn't give her permission. Yet somehow, I'm fairly certain, no one looks back with any level of understanding for the idea that she should have had the option to abort Jesus. Think about this, folks. I've never thought of this. With a kind of mindset. Yes, this is deep, isn't it, John? With a kind of mindset that's being cultivated right now. Did she give her consent? Wow, this one blew fuses when I read this the first time. To further explain and perhaps gain some grace from God on that place in hell I've secured, but probably not, let's not forget what happened after Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. Her life turned into a living hell. And poor Joseph. If we're to look to the Bible as our guide, which I'm told we are, the issue's pretty clear. Keeping a baby conceived in rape, or whatever you choose to call what happened to Mary, is not at all an easy choice. Your life will be difficult. People will question you, your decision, and any man who stands by you. But you will be blessed. Your child will be blessed, and he or she is worth all the hardships. Your child, just like Jesus, may even save you. God takes difficult things and makes them good. Believing there are exceptions to that truth doesn't make you more understanding. It means you lack understanding. And you do not advance the cause for Christianity or life by pretending otherwise. Doesn't that blow a few fuses? Couple of thoughts here. And I want to get your perspective on this. Do you think this young lady is way out in left field on this perspective? Wow. A couple of things that she kind of lit up here. And the phone lines are lighting up as well. And we'll continue this discussion as our broadcast continues.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the radio.com app. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, and Nancy Pelosi has come out to speak, and so far it's been a whole lot of drivel. I guess that's not unusual. Let's listen in on what she's talking about now.
In the accuracy of the president's financial disclosures policy. within the legislative sphere. But the president's priority is his personal and political interest, not the public interest. Yesterday, as you know, Democrats went to the White House prepared to offer the president the opportunity to launch an historic infrastructure initiative. We had met 3 weeks before. The idea that we and was a good, positive meeting about how we build the infrastructure of our country, roads, bridges, mass transit, broadband in rural areas and in underserved urban areas as well, water systems, both wastewater and safe, clean drinking water, infrastructure for our satellites so that our technology works here. For all of these things, we were optimistic. We also were hoping for housing and school construction as a further part of the conversation. But the question is, how is it paid for? And the president was going to, the plan was, as we agreed at the meeting 3 weeks ago, the president was to present his proposals at yesterday's meeting. Well, everyone started making, sending signals that he may not be, he might not be ready or interested. The night before, he sent us a letter to Chuck Schumer and to me saying that he doesn't want to do infrastructure until we do the U.S., Mexico, Canada. If that's not the accurate category, some people call it AFTA-NAFTA, some call it NAFTA 2.0, but anyway, that trade agreement. And that was a strange juxtaposition, but nonetheless, the next day you know what happened. I think what happened, he says it's because of cover-up, and I know that that strikes a chord with him, and he's afraid of cover-up, but afraid of being accused of cover-up. But I really think that what he knew, the one court decision was getting into territory that he did not want touched, and they did not allow the Mueller report, Mueller investigation go into president's personal finances. So Mazur was a setback for him, and then he must have known the Deutsche Bank decision would be consistent, but in any event, to inoculate against its presentation, he pulled a stunt. Now, I truly believe that the president has a bag of tricks, and the White House has a bag of tricks, that they save for certain occasions. They don't necessarily apply to the occasion, but they're a distraction, which is his master of distraction. We will all agree on that. That's something he does well, to distract from problems that he has. He changes and tries to change the subject. And while he tried to say, it's because I said cover-up, we've been saying cover-up for a while. And our 9 o'clock meeting was a meeting we have anyway, so it had nothing to do with him. But I think what really that the House Democratic Caucus is not on a path to impeachment, and that's where he wants us to be. And when he saw that that was not happening, that, again, with the cover-up, which he understands is true, just struck a chord. So it was really sad because, as I said to some of you yesterday, Thomas Jefferson, one of our third president, had the first infrastructure initiative. He tasked Gallatin, who was his Secretary of the Treasury, and I said that to the Secretary of the Treasury yesterday after the president left the room, that he tasked his Secretary of the Treasury to put together a big infrastructure plan to follow the Lewis and Clark expedition, the Louisiana Purchase, to build into the infrastructure of America, Cumberland Road, Erie Canal, things like that. That's so important to our country in terms of commerce and mobility and the rest. And then 100 years later, Teddy Roosevelt, he initiated his infrastructure plan, which was green, the establishment of the National Park Service. Later in the century, President Eisenhower.
All right, we can do without the history lesson here, but you've pretty much got the gist of what Nancy Pelosi is communicating. What really surprised me, she didn't come out swinging today. She actually started talking about some legislation that the House has passed.
He's talking impeachment right now. Many of your members want to do.
Well, let's go back to that.
Let me really hear it clear.
Let's go back to that.
The president's behavior in terms of his obstruction of justice, the things that he was doing, it's very clear. It's in plain sight. It cannot be denied. Ignoring subpoenas, obstruction of justice. Yes, these could be impeachable offenses, but I intend not to. The three things, you might understand better if you remember these three things. We want to follow the facts to get the truth to the American people, with a recognition, too, that no one is above the law, and three, that the president is engaged in a cover-up. And that is what my statement is. How we deal with it is a decision that our caucus makes. And our caucus is very much saying whatever we do, we need to be ready when we do it. And I do think that impeachment is a very divisive place to go in our country.
Boy, she's
and what we can get
hedging here, isn't
she? American people through our investigation, it may take us to a place that is unavoidable in terms of impeachment or not. But we're not at that place.
Do you believe you committed a crime?
Okay, we're not at that place. That seems to be the place where she has landed. And we've talked about this before. Nancy Pelosi, she's got a very divided caucus. It's a divided caucus. They cannot come to agreement. There are those who are just rabid. They are determined. They want to bring the president down. They want impeachment. They want this thing, and they wanted it yesterday. But there are others. I think Nancy Pelosi is probably on this end of the spectrum, taking a more pragmatic approach out of concern that this is going to backfire on them. Because at this point, I think it will. Now, she's called these actions of the president villainous. Villainous. And said he wants to be impeached. And I think what the strategic Nancy Pelosi, I think, is really concerned about the possibility of being played. I think that's what she's concerned about. Charles is smiling over there. Is that what you're thinking here? That this is all a game, right? And she's thinking, no, I'm not going to take the bait. Even though all of these members of the House are just dying to jump all over this thing. Let us go out to a call. And I want to get your thoughts on this as well. These comments from Nancy Pelosi about what happened yesterday in the exchange with the president, the fact that she was pretty much kicked out of the White House and meeting on infrastructure just really went down the drain. Let's go to Chris wanting to comment about the social media post I read a little while ago, and I'm sure it's going to spark all kinds of conversation. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I did call about that, and then in between the Pelosi thing, man, you can just hear, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to hear the negativity in her voice. I mean, it's just so, I mean, that vibe that she carried, I mean, you know, but whatever. I don't know if that's a fair comparison, Mary, to, I'm not Catholic or anything, but Mary to just, I mean, Mary, she was a commoner, I guess. I mean, like any of us, but I think God, I think I was taught she was, you know, picked by God.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting, you know, I mean, people that wrote the Bible was supposed to be inspired by God, I guess, but then a lot of things were taken out. It would be interesting to know Mary's point of view. I think I learned one time in church that she was like 13.
Teenager. Yes. Yes. How differently that is viewed now. We'll talk more about this in Nancy Pelosi coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, Nancy Pelosi saying that the president's just crying out for impeachment. And in fact, calling for his family and staff to stage an intervention for the good of the country. That's what she's saying now. This is getting really, really interesting. We're also having an interesting discussion about a social media post. Still getting calls on that. Which we welcome. Let's go next to Gene out of Greenville. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Vince. You know, there's only one. We got this is biblical now, okay? I want to talk about Mary, but my only answer to Mary Pelosi there is that God is not the author of confusion. So I don't know. She better straighten her soul out. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
I sincerely mean that. I mean, if you paid any attention to the things that she said over her career. Now, with respect to Mary, if I understood correctly, and I was sitting here reading a research paper, and I couldn't believe what I thought I heard. Now, was this person asserting that Mary was raped?
What the point is that I think what she's saying is the implication would be such by many modern women. This is how this would be approached. This is how this would be seen.
Well, okay, and I'm gonna bring this to a very, very serious point, because God judges sin, and as I read Scripture, okay, what such people may have done is judged the Holy Spirit, because she was conceived by the Holy Ghost.
Right, right.
And that these people are now calling the Holy Spirit a rapist. Yeah. God is not a rapist.
Well, that is not what this person is saying. They're saying that this is what would be implied by some people.
Well,
that
but this, still, I think they're walking a boundary.
Oh, here. Sure they are. Gene. I don't question that at all, and I think that's the point that she's making here, that this is the mindset of a lot of these women, that it's crazy. I think that's what she's saying. It's crazy. This is what they would do with it today. Mary, interestingly enough, good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. Rick Warren has got a Bible study out now that just made me furious. I went to it, and they were saying that God inconvenienced Mary's life. When I heard that come out of that, I researched who was behind this study, and it was Rick Warren in the Catholic Church. I was furious. God did not inconvenience Mary's life. She gave us life because she gave Jesus Christ to die for us on the cross through the Holy Spirit. That just infuriated
me. Now, let me ask you, though, you think about it. Is there some truth to that communication? I'm not a big Rick Warren person. I want to be very clear about that.
I'm not neither.
But how do you think that would be for her to be essentially a single mother in that time period, a teenage single mother? Don't you think that would be inconvenient, to say the least?
Michael the Archangel talked to her. God was guiding her. God was guiding Joseph. I think all of it's not all in the Bible that we don't know, but I think that she was not afraid.
Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough. I appreciate your comment and perspective here. Let's go to Anita in Piedmont. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. And this is a comment about Nancy Pelosi, that she wasn't going to let the President Trump play her. Well, I think President Trump that let them play him, and I think they're imploding, and this is going to be a losing message. And I don't like Trump's style at all. I mean, he has exposed some evil stuff now, and it needs to get out. And it's getting out, actually, because he's creating it and making it get out.
Yeah, this is what I'm kind of curious about here. How long do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to be able to hold out with all of these people who are just dying to get her to go down to the road to impeachment? They're trying to push her toward impeachment.
Oh, and but no, she went down that road yesterday. She come out before the meeting, before she met with Trump, her and Schumer, and they keep acting like Trump just blindsided them. Are you serious? They're out in front of the cameras like, look at me. We're taking on the president. And to call now for his family to intervene, here's what I say, and I ain't believing I'm saying it. Go Trump, because expose them for what they are. And we better wake up.
All right. It's going to be interesting to see how this strategy plays out in the future. I'm serious, though. I really think there's intense pressure on Nancy Pelosi to change course here. And I think she's doing everything she can to hold back the floodgates, because I think she's terrified of the possibility of taking the bait. Taking the bait. I told you about this story. Interesting. We talked about being blinded. This story. This story really sent chills down my spine when I read this. A WestJet pilot flying from Newfoundland to Orlando International Airport had his eyes burned by a green laser light. This is from the FAA. This WestJet Airlines aircraft was about 40 kilometers from the airport when the laser light hit the pilot. The flight landed safely a short time later. The pilot placed on medical leave, which is routine in these cases. This took place on Saturday. A spokesperson says any pilot who reports being struck by a laser is required for safety and health reasons to have an ophthalmology evaluation. Going on to say that laser incidents pose a serious concern for crew and aircraft safety. Immediately reported to local authorities for investigation. Pilots extremely focused during all phases of flight, but especially during takeoff and landing, when most of these laser incidents occur. When any sort of light enters the flight deck, pilots are trained to look away and maintain focus, but they also have to be vigilant with respect to their surroundings and monitor the source, monitor the apron prior to landing. As I mentioned, the FAA is investigating, and they're trying to track down and hone in on a Central Florida address as a possible source of the light. This is creepy, isn't it? That's not something to play around with. In fact, Canada is looking at some sort of legislative action to ban most high-powered lasers around airports and in the largest cities because of the concern about the endangered aircraft. So I thought this was quite a sobering story. Coming up on the broadcast, we'll take a look at the day in history, and we'll have an update on a famous wrestling star. What was going on with him, by the way? Do we even know at this point? That much more as we continue our broadcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Possible rain shower later this afternoon. I'm Pam Warner for WBT Traffic.
Back in the Vince Coakley radio program, let's go out to a call from Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Morning. How are you?
All right, sir.
Good. I'd like to make a comment, and I don't want you to take this as me being extreme or hardcore on one side or the other, but I'd like to point out that when the president ran in 2015, 2016, we were all a little bit suspicious of that. I myself voted for Ted Cruz in the primary. By the time it got to the time of the election, I had a Trump sign in my yard because the obvious choice was pretty clear. We weren't going to be electing Hillary Clinton. 2 years later, though, everything that we feared of the establishment in Washington, it turns out that our worst fears weren't far enough, that everything was worse than we could have ever imagined. And the floor has really fallen in as the curtain has been peeled back. And the only pillar left standing right now for truth is Donald Trump and Attorney General William Barr. Now, you don't have to like Trump or conflate your personality and your values with his. But if you don't support Trump and stand against what's happening with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, essentially you're going to be culpable in handing the Republic over to a group of people that we don't want in charge of the Republic. And that's all I got to say. Thank you for your show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Tony, and appreciate your call. There's some, I think what he's saying here, there's some bad hombres out there, aren't there? Isn't that what he's saying? I don't think there's any doubt about that, the kinds of people that we are dealing with here. Let's take a look at the day in history as we come to the end of our broadcast on this day and go out to our good friend Lonzo. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go with four very important questions, beginning with this one. In 1830, the B&O began passenger service. What kind of passenger service was it?
Train.
You sure is right. The B&O Railroad, Baltimore and Ohio is what that stood for. 1873, this one's kind of tricky. Canada's Northwest Territories have their police force set up, and they have a nickname. What is it called in 1873? There's also a wrestling team with this name.
They're the Mounties, right?
You're right. 1873, the Mounties, the Mounted Police Force. 1911, the dedication by President Taft of the USA's largest marble building at the time. You can, well, the question is, what kind of building was it? What was it for? Largest building. It was in New York City, by the way. And
I'm going to go a library. I don't know.
You are a genius. That's exactly what it was. The New York Public Library, 1911, dedicated by President Taft. And I know Lonzo is going to go 4 for 4 because I know he knows the answer to this question. In 1934, who was killed in a shootout with the Texas Rangers? Who was it? Two people.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde is indeed correct. And Mr. Reitzel goes 4 for 4. I am impressed. Aren't you proud of yourself?
No, I've had a pretty good run this week. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to brag or pat myself on the back, but I've done pretty well.
We were pretty busy last week, had a lot of things going on, and I realized that I left off a very important obituary last week, and that is the death of Grumpy Cat, died at the age of 7. And it's quite unfortunate. This cat apparently had some sort of urinary tract infection and developed some complications from that. Her owner, Tabitha, is in Phoenix, Arizona. She died in her owner's arms. Pretty sad, isn't it?
How long do cats normally live? I don't know.
I think I always thought the figure is around 10 years if they stay inside. Six or seven years if they're outdoor cats. That's the figure that I've heard before. I assume this cat was staying. A cat with this kind of publicity would not be staying outside, I wouldn't think.
You mean the cat was a star and was treated quite well?
Oh, I'm betting. Yeah, probably had all kinds of creature comforts. Probably creature comforts that were beyond anything that you and I experience. So, any case, we did not want to be disrespectful and leave out such an important animal. that is
goodbye, grumpy cat. You will be missed.
Yeah. Kind of an adorable
I tried to cat. Sound grumpy there, but I guess that's probably what I always sound like.
So. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The other story I'll briefly mention, Ric Flair tweeting yesterday. He is home after his hospitalization. The Nate is home, he says, as he arrived, thanking the incredible staff, doctors at Gwinnett Medical Center. And at this point, we're not exactly sure what happened. Or do you know something that I don't, Lonzo?
No, I've been looking, and no one seems to know. Some people think it's related to the problems that he had last year. So, I don't know.
Which are what? What was going
Heart
on?
Related.
Last? Oh, okay.
Remember, he almost died last year. So
right.
But he's still hanging around. He's still hanging in there. He might be listening right now. So I think you should woo for him just to make him feel better.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you do that for
nah,
us?
Nah, come on. We know that you do it better than I do.
No.
Yeah, come on, Vince.
No.
I have recorded proof. I can't play it right now, but
oh,
I have recorded
no.
proof.
Send that to me, will you?
Just what I need. Just what I need. By the way, here's a person texting in saying, my cat lives to 14 to 18 years. That's really good. Another person says, aren't all cats grumpy? Yeah, my daughter would not appreciate that at all. We're out of time. Have yourselves a great day, and God bless you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.